welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. This is a special day, so of course I'm here with Steve Ulsher. Hello.
Hello, Mary Goulet.
Richard Otte.
Hello.
And longtime friend Kelly Polker. She's also the producer for Reinvention Radio. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. So nice to have you here in gloomy San Diego for a couple days, but that will pass. Okay, so today my topic for Soulful Sunday is civility towards others. And are we aware? So two parts of it. One, are we individually motivated by fear or praise? Which one are you, Steve? If somebody is going to challenge you and like, you can't do it, you're going to be a failure, it's not going to work, or I can see you, this is going to work.
Yeah, it's. I've never been good, well, you've been listening
to the show
for a while.
Right, yeah.
never been the best at taking a compliment. I'm definitely more driven by the sort of the you can't than you can.
Okay, Richard?
Yeah. That's a tough one. You know me, context, you know that word was going to mm-hmm. come out. If it's somebody, you mean somebody talking to me?
Yes. So let's hypothetically say you want to do a project and mm-hmm. Trish is saying, your wife is going to say, that's not going to work. You could probably fail. Or
perfect example. So that's what I mean by context. So if it's someone who's close to me.
Yes. I don't care about strangers as much as someone, a loved one.
Someone who's close. I'd say it goes back into my damn 80-20 all the time. I need them to be 80% motivating and 20% real. Wake up, mofo. You know, they need to be able to call me on stuff too. I don't want a bunch of yes men sitting around me, yes women. I want people to call me out.
I've been meaning to tell you.
Yeah, there you go. Do it. No, but I'm strong enough in my own self to know what's going on. Are they really looking out for me when they're making that comment?
Or is their fear coming up?
Or is their fear
projecting?
Yeah. And it's tough because, you know, part of, like I said, during Comic-Con, I want to make that t-shirt, you know, where it's like 80% Gandhi, 20% Darth Vader. Because it's like, you that's where grit comes from, the dark side. When people are like, you can't, that's the, fuck y'all, I'm doing it anyway. You know, but that doesn't really work in a family environment.
No.
You know, sometimes though, still, sometimes they're like, yeah, you guys are all screwed up and they're going to rise up amongst it. Like, I'm not going to do crack like you, mom and dad, or whatever, you know?
Right.
So it's contextual, but for me, I'd say 80% positive motivation, 20% dark side.
Yeah. Kel?
I think it depends on who's saying it.
So someone in your nucleus, like, you know, either your husband or your kids, most, you know.
I'm more challenge driven. If you're telling me I can't do something or whatever, then it's going to motivate me a lot more. Although, you know, I mean, to receive the praise is always good. Makes you want to continue to do.
Yeah, but to actually drive you, I think we're all kind of saying the same thing. From a driving you perspective, don't tell me I can't do it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But from a help me feel warm and fuzzy, of course, you know, say something nice.
Just every now and then, throw that in, and we're good.
Yeah. So for
nice
me,
job, Kelly.
What I've
Wait,
noticed,
thank you.
If someone is saying something to you in like, you can't do it, I mean, I've had those words said to me, you're a loser, it's not going to work, you're a failure, all those types of things. That fired me up like, really? Watch me. Mm-hmm. But what happened is it drove a wedge, an emotional wedge between the two of us. And that's the danger, because there was no realness in the comments.
Hence my 80-20, by the way.
Exactly. And I do like, I mean, for, you know what's interesting? When I think about my one daughter, Sterling, both of my daughters, if I compliment them just randomly, you know, like, you do that really well or something, just their demeanor, it's almost like you can see them smiling from the inside and they don't want me to see their smile, like, because mm-hmm. they're a little embarrassed,
yeah,
maybe a little bashful about it.
Shut up,
but,
Mom.
Right? But the way they feel is just emanating off of them. And then I'm like, you have to work hard, you know, work hard in school. You know, like I challenge them. I don't ever want to say they can't do something.
You don't do it right after, right? Your hair looks beautiful, but you need to work harder in school.
No. But okay. I definitely sprinkle compliments because they don't realize that I can actually see them being happy. Mm. That they're going to hide it from me. They don't want me, you know, they're
right.
But if I absolutely have to do that several times a week at least, just to, because, you know, I can tell them I love them 14 times a day and they're like, you know.
I'm telling you, Mom, gamify it. Take a little notch out of my book.
Okay,
I'm
not go saying, ahead.
And do something random, like, you know, a funky Snapchat of your eyeball. It's like, I'm watching you,
yeah, right?
But just know I love you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because they do know that already.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think about this a lot when it comes to the human species. Think of every other animal. They're so far advanced fast and they don't progress far after that. Like the horse comes out right. of the mom, like running right next to mom within seconds. Dolphins, all that stuff. Birds getting pushed out the nest. But then they don't really grow much more. And here we are, like, we're literally so dependent on others for what? Till we go to school, basically. And even then, we're dependent on others. But look at the potential that we have as people.
Yeah.
Right? In the long haul. So I think they know it, but teenagers are just in that spot of trying to push back enough. And if you move into consultant instead of manager, kind of like...
Yes, that's a good point. That's a good way to put it. Because I have to keep reminding myself that with the girls is teenagers. One, it's in their DNA or it's in this evolution forced. This is the way, I mean, some kids are at 14 having families in different countries. Mm. My girls
That's
have it.
Biology.
Biology. Thank you. It's math. So I know that in reality, they're capable. They would put on their thinking caps. And we were talking about this last night, Kelly, that, you know, don't do so much for them. So when Portia didn't pack her cheer bag the night before, and then in the morning, she runs out the door, just drop it off at the school, Mom. And I had it dropped off.
Mm.
So she wouldn't be in trouble with the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have to set up that precedence. But I don't want to motivate them through negativity or fear, because I want them to just say, cause and effect. You didn't pack your bag. You thought I would take it for you. I have a full day. Effect is, coach is going to get on you about mm-hmm. this. He's going to be mad because mm-hmm. you're not being responsible.
They have to suffer the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it? We kind of see it as a running theme. In the moment, it never feels like it, but the message is in the mess. And that's... You learn so much in struggle. It just doesn't always feel good in that moment.
No, but I wouldn't be, I feel the person that I've tapped into so much of my potential that I just saw out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be who I am today without all that agonizing, gut-wrenching,
yeah.
horrible fear and worry and anxiety. It's really polished the edges.
And I'm so ready. God. Just to like, I'd like to try it the other way.
I know.
And just be like, oh my God, this is so easy. Like, money is just abundant and my friends are so loving and I wake up feeling energized.
Instead
and
of like ducking.
There are rainbows and lollipops
and
everywhere
unicorns.
That I go. That's
right.
And oh my God, I just wanted to see if that motivates me and what I can learn from that. I am sure
you'd be bored.
There are lessons I can learn from that. No,
yeah.
there's got to be.
It ebbs and flows. It's just there's certain
just do
ones.
Those on vacation.
Yeah, right.
You know,
according to Lena, we live on vacation here in San Diego. It's like this is just a permanent place of vacation. Like this is where like Kelly
is.
Comes to San Diego for vacation, right?
Yeah, because like the sun really throws you.
Yeah, the sun.
Oh,
it's sunny all
day. Where's the sun?
Yeah, not today. The darkness.
So there was a study done in the workplace that managers on a project basis would tell one group of people, you guys aren't very good at this. You're going to be late turning it in. And then the morale would go super low. And then the other one would be, oh, you guys are so good. You're going to be great at this project. And it would go, their morale would be up. And the spread was by 40%.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
In the corporate world, I can totally see that. Because you have to, as an employee, you have to feel appreciated much more than you have to be motivated by fear like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so in this study, they were talking about civility towards others, which I opened the show with. And the definition is making it psychologically safe for others to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can have personal relationships where they can say something or be snarky. If you're in a close relationship with someone and they are snarky, after a while, you don't feel that safe around that person because you're like, when's it coming?
Yeah.
Well, you should talk along the way too, I think, is part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this had to be the best Soulful Sunday we've ever done.
Thank you for complimenting me. And you're the best co-host ever.
And I'm going to go bored.
No, but I think it's important to be kind to people and be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining me on Soulful Sunday. And go cultivate a rich interior.
Just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.